There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, on Giving Hearts Day, a lot of people are opening their wallets and giving a lot of money. Giving Hearts Day is underway. If you're not familiar with Giving Hearts Day now, you will be by the end of the program for sure, because we're going to help you hear from some of the charities that will benefit today and also talk with Pat Trainer, who's executive director of the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation, that are two founding organizations of Giving Hearts Day. But it's a 24-hour online fundraising event hosted by the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation, as well as the Alex Stern Family Foundation. Those are the three founding organizations. And it goes from midnight to midnight. So it started at midnight and it goes till midnight tonight. And they have this year a record number of participants, 287 nonprofits and charitable causes that have been selected to take part in the event. And that's, I think, 52 new ones from last year. Every corner of North Dakota, as well as into western Minnesota. Eighth year for the event. Very first year they did this, they raised about $325,000. Last year, $5.7 million. Get a load of this. We'll keep you updated on this tally as we go throughout the program. $500,000 in the last hour alone. It's at $1,092,354 as we speak right now. The beauty of this is that the donations are matched by the vast majority of the participants. They have to do some work. They have to get some training. But there is 150 of those 287 causes that have raised money for a match. Dakota Medical Foundation also matches up to $5,000, any donation of $10 or more. So remember that. You either have community donors or the Dakota Medical Foundation matching your contribution of $10 or more, which is the incentive to donate today, right? And make today the day that you do this. So it's pretty, you double your money. You know, you really do. So we're going to chat on the program today a little later on. Actually, we'll start next hour with Pat Trainer, the head of the Dakota Medical Foundation, and talk about this ingenious way to really do some incredible good. When you think about last year, nearly $6 million, and this year probably break that, what it will do. We're going to talk to some folks from the different charities that are looking for donations today, give them an opportunity to make their pitch. And also, if you have a particular cause out there that is near and dear to your heart and you want to put a plug in for them, give us a call. Here's what I'm curious about. How do you decide where to donate your money? You know, there's plenty of places to put your good, hard-earned money, right? How do you make that decision? Where does it go? And does it influence you if there's a match? If you can give $100 and you know it's $200, does that make you more likely to donate? I'm really curious about that, because this is just an incredible deal. It really is. And it's fun to watch these charities. My favorite thing, and we'll talk more about it with Pat Trainer next hour, my favorite part of the whole process is the training that they get. Dear friend of mine by the name of Jim Holdman has been part of the training of these charities, telling, you know, teaching them how to go about interacting with donors and connecting with people that care about the causes in which they serve. And he passed away not long ago in the last year. I last saw him actually on Giving Hearts Day last year. So excited that night after all the dollars were tallied. His son Scott is still part of the training effort. They do some really, really good work. But, you know, these charities are taught to be efficient with the dollars that you donate. And they're taught how to be better about raising the bucks. So it's pretty cool. It makes them better, too. Anyway, it's just an all-around good day. We'll keep you posted. $1,110,000 right now, $319. So It's really neat. You're going to be at the state capitol later today for one particular Giving Hearts Day cause, right, Todd?
Well, actually, for a whole bunch of them, but yes, I'll be at the Capitol from 3 till 5 later today on K-Fire, so definitely be talking to some more folks who are going to be benefiting from Giving Hearts Day.
Yeah, that's neat. There's a lot of fun looking at the list. It's just, it's huge. It really is incredible. We'll talk to Tom Fry from the First Choice Clinic a little later on this hour, Pat Larson from the Perry Center, and a wonderful adoption agency. As I mentioned, Pat Trainer will be here. We're going to talk with the folks from the Ann Carlson Center. They do a lot of fun. They have a lot of fun with a video every year, encouraging people to, and they've got a little video on the Game of Donors that's been just all over social media. If you've seen that, it's pretty cool. Who else do we have? Dr. Michael Smith, superintendent of the John Paul II Catholic Schools. Looking forward to catching. We last talked to him on the March for Life Day in Washington, D.C., when that school led some 800 North Dakotans to Washington, D.C. to lead that march of, I've seen estimates of upwards of 800,000 people. But there's a school that benefits today. So there's just a lot of choices for you to pick from. And we'll chat with some of them today. And again, if you have one near and dear to your heart, here's the telephone number. Let us know, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple things in the news I want to chat about here as well. Yesterday, after the program, I buzzed up to the Capitol to take in the hearing for the infrastructure funding for oil patch communities up at the Appropriations Committee in the House. The Senate's passed this out. Now the House is dealing with it, and the committee heard testimony from all of these communities who'd been asked to provide some information about how the funds would be used. I was really struck by the fact that support for this is coming from every corner of the state. And you had, obviously, the community saying, here's the money we need, here's what we're going to use it for, and you understand that. You know, they're basic rock-solid infrastructure projects in these oil-impacted communities. But then you had folks from the, you know, the League of Cities get up, and the counties, and organization after organization after organization saying, we support this, we support this, we're for this. The Rural Electric Cooperatives, Dennis Hill got up, gave an impassioned plea about how important this is. We support this. And a couple of times, Jeff Delzer, who's the chairman of the Appropriations Committee in the House, said, is there any opposition here? You know, we want to give them time to be heard as well. Silence. Nothing. You need to ask a little later. Any opposition wants to be? Nothing. And that really struck me, that maybe this whole east-west divide is really dead. I think it's an incredible recognition from every corner of the state of how important this energy development is to the entire state, what it means for the entire state. And I honestly believe it's a good sign that east versus west is dead. And, you know, when you have... This is, by the way, fast-track legislation over in the Senate in record time, zoomed over to the House, and they're dealing with it quickly and making it a priority. Pretty amazing. And no opposition. None. Zippo nada. When does that happen? On anything political. Now, the only opposition I guess you could call... political gamesmanship. It's not even really opposition because the Democrats are in favor of this, but you have Max Schneider and Democrats saying, you know, these guys shouldn't have to sing for their supper, and what are you making them, you know, and I thought Al Carlson answered that very well. Well, wait a minute here. You know, we're accountable to the taxpayers. We got a reduced pot of funds and a growing list of needs, and we need to have some basic information on this. So, you know, sort of a desperate attempt by the Democrats to try and make a little political hay out of it. But nobody opposes this. And that, to me, is pretty incredible. I really think it speaks volumes. And I believe it means west-east divides, done. Pretty neat. Agree or disagree, you tell me what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And I read a story about the city of Grand Forks banning beer pong in order to curb binge drinking. I don't know what beer pong is, but I've got to find out so I can render a decision on this. And if you have any idea, I'd love to hear from you. School me up on beer pong. I already asked Todd. He has nothing for me.
I did a lot of beer things my freshman year. I don't remember Pong, though.
Yeah. Dave in Minot is waiting to weigh in here this morning. Let's get it going at 800-228-0550. Dave, what's on your mind?
Good morning. It's a great day here in Minot. It's a great day for giving hearts.
Darn right. This is a really neat deal. By the way, $1,140,000 right now. I'll keep giving you that update because the bucks are pouring in.
Dig deep, folks. What I'm calling about today is I found out indirectly that, you know, we believe that government agencies, schools, hospitals, city, state governments, when they don't pay sales tax. And what I found out indirectly is in the contractor's license, the contractor's part of North Dakota tax code. Contractors are required by law to charge the sales tax even to non-taxable places that don't pay sales tax.
Oh, interesting. Hang on a sec, Dave. We're going to hang on if you would. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Just hold tight. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Somebody responded to one of my Twitter feeds saying, hey, how do I donate? And I guess I didn't mention that in the first segment here, but it's real easy. It's impactgiveback.org. Impactgiveback.org is the website. And there's a search engine there, so you can type in what you're looking for. $1,192,692 is the new tally. ImpactGiveBack.org. All right? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Okay, back to Dave and Minot. So, Dave, you were saying that nonprofits are exempt on sales tax, but you found a requirement by contractors to charge sales tax regardless of who their client is. Is that what you were telling us?
Yes. Yes, I emailed you the guidelines from the state tax department this morning on your website so that you can look through it. But that's what the requirement is as a contractor. Anything that goes, let's say you're building a $50 million building, and let's say 70% of that from the contractor, that's mechanical, electrical, general, what's going into there and hard product. The contractor is required to pay sales tax on that. And I have checked with the contractors around the state of North Dakota and found out that that's exactly the truth. They put sales tax on the product that they're putting into that building. And then they're marking that up on their bids. So we've got two different laws here. We've got one that says schools and government agencies, hospitals and stuff don't pay sales tax, but when they build something, they do. It's hidden in there.
Have you asked the state tax department for a clarification on that?
Other than I've got the guidelines for the sales tax for contractors, and it's in there. It specifies nonprofits, doesn't. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, not profit, non-taxable entities. It addressed it right in there. The contractor's required to pay the sales tax, and then he passes that on as a markup.
Because I agree with you. It sounds to me like there's a conflict there. On one hand, we're saying here's the group that's exempt, and on the other hand, here it's saying you got to charge it regardless. So it sounds to me like a question for Ryan Rauschenberger and his team at the state tax department.
It does. Well, I think we've got a conflict. There's no question we've got a conflict because people are believing it doesn't. Well, if you take a $50 million project, which is not unheard of for a school nowadays, you know, you might have $1.2 to $1.4 million hidden in sales tax into that thing, which goes on your real estate tax and my real estate tax. It's not what the people really believe, and I've talked to several administrators from schools. I've showed them this, and they just can't. Not really. We don't pay that. Yeah, you do. You do when you build something.
Interesting. Well, we're probably due to have Ryan Rauschenberger back on the program here. We'll certainly ask him. If you get an answer sooner, you let us know, okay?
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Good to hear from you as well, Dave. Thanks, Dave and Minot. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Giving Hearts Day today, by the way, we're over a million two already. And got a ways to go till midnight tonight. So 9 hours in, million two. How do you decide where your hard-earned money goes? And does a match influence that decision? Kenny says, I keep mine local. I refuse to give to large organizations that send their people all over the country for meetings and seminars, spending my money on their leisure. It's another nice thing about Giving Hearts Day. All these charities are North Dakota charities. They're schools, they're healthcare organizations, they're, you know, Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. I mean, there's just animal shelters. I mean, faith-based projects. It's unreal. And you can, by the way, you can when you go to ImpactGiveBack.org, you can say, you know, I want to do it to education, or I want it faith-based, or I want health and wellness, or for kids. You know, animals, they arts and culture, they allow you to do it by, you can browse by categories that help you pick that out. But they're all local. So to Kenny's point, that makes it easy there. Daryl says, NDSC got mine. I don't know what NDSC is. What would NDSC be? Type it in here and see if it comes up. NDSC. No, it doesn't. So I don't know. Let's see here. Jamie says National Rifle Association. They didn't make the list, but again, that's a national organization. So, fine organization, but doing different things than the Giving Hearts Day charitable organizations are as well. This all started by Dakota Medical Foundation, really back in 2008, saying, you know, here's health-related charities. And it just kept expanding from there. So it really has continued to evolve. 24,407 individual donations last year. About a third of donors to any given charity, people finding and giving to them for the first time. That is cool. That's cool. You know what I mean? Today, people are going to say, you know what? I want to give back. And I want to find an organization that I care about. That's pretty cool. Like that a lot. All right. I've been wanting to get into beer pong here a little bit because Grand Forks is looking at banning beer pong.
I'm pretty sure you're never going to actually say in your life.
Beer pong?
I've been waiting to get into beer pong.
Yeah. Rob Port of the Say Anything blog has got a post up about this, and he has a photo. It's a bunch of cups in the end of a table. And so I guess what I'm somebody on the staff here just went to Wikipedia. They say beer pong is a drinking game in which players throw a ping pong ball across a table with the intent of landing the ball in a cup of beer on the other end.
Okay, so we did the same thing with quarters. It was called quarters.
That I remember. Yeah. So and if the ping pong ball lands in the glass, then you drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the idea? Okay. So this is.
I think you and Chris need to set up one of those things and play it.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what the show sounds like at the end. We'll get a breathalyzer in. You guys can prove that you shouldn't drink and drive.
Sure, yeah. Here's my question, though. If you engage in this game and you're pounding a couple of beers and then somebody says you can't play that game anymore at a bar or whatever, and I have no idea how they'd police this or anything else. It seems to be sort of window dressing on this situation, right? Because if in other words, if you are prone to binge drinking, what I'm trying to say is whether you do it through beer pong or some other way, you're going to do it. Right now, I don't think banning beer pong means, nobody will binge drink anymore. So it seems a little silly to me. Seems a little naive to think somehow if you ban beer pong, the problem would go away. I would welcome your opinion on this, though, because clearly I'm not a beer pong expert by any stretch, but Grand Forks doing their part here. Giving Hearts Day today. Want to know how you're deciding who to donate to, what motivates you to be charitable, how you decide where your hard-earned money goes, are you influenced by a match, and if you got a participant in Giving Hearts Day that you want to plug, 800-228-0550. Give us a call.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Join the North Dakota Soybean Council for their 2015 Northern Soybean Expo, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Registration is free and starts at 8 a.m. The conference runs 9:30 to 4. Topics include how to compete in a global economy with Todd Buchholz, The Sensible Environmentalist with Dr. Patrick Moore, and market commentary with Jerry Gulke. For more information, go to ndsoybean.org. The Northern Soybean Expo, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn.
Today is Giving Hearts Day, a 24-hour online fundraising event for more than 280 charitable causes. Dakota Medical Foundation and generous community donors will match gifts of $10 or more made at impactgiveback.org. Go online to show your love for area charities serving those in greatest need. That's impactgiveback.org. Today only.
Give back with impact.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold
standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Before the top of the hour, Giving Hearts Day, just about to break $1.3 million in donations that have rolled in since midnight last night. That's pretty awesome. And I don't remember if the matches go in yet or how they exactly do that. But of course, a lot of these organizations are raising matching funds, and so you have your donation that goes in, and if you give $100, it becomes $200. So that's the beauty of this. On Giving Hearts Day, our next guest is the head of the First Choice Clinic, an organization that has been towards the top of the fundraisers. They've figured this out over the years, all consistently in the top three and won it many years. Tom Fry from First Choice Clinic is here. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Nice to see you. And I just see we have somebody on our Facebook page when we were asking about Giving Hearts Day and how folks decide where their hard-earned money goes and whether a match motivates it. And John says, hey, First Choice Clinic in North Dakota Family Alliance got my donation today.
Very good.
There's another one right there. So for folks that are not familiar with the First Choice Clinic, what do you do?
Well, First Choice is we're a medical clinic. We have three locations in Fargo, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake. And our client of focus is those individuals facing an unplanned pregnancy. And we give them the information and the initial medical attention that they need to make a good, healthy choice for them and the baby. And that's our main work, is seeing these clients. And we offer all our services free of charge. Hence the need to raise money on days like Giving Hearts Day.
Yeah, no kidding. And your mission field, if you will, has expanded across North Dakota as well, right?
Exactly. Well, when we expanded Devil's Lake and then Bismarck, Bismarck especially now, we really have extended our reach into western North Dakota. And, the Bakken activity out there has generated interest and clients for us, so... we're very happy to be extended in that area.
Yeah, it's a great cause. It really is. And I always say, you know, it's easy to pontificate a little bit and say you're pro-life and everything else, but it's not enough to just be pro-life. You got to say, hey, let's roll up our sleeves and understand that there needs to be some options and some help in these cases. And that's what First Choice Clinic is so great in helping.
Exactly. It's not just an issue. You have to move beyond just being an issue and actually try to help someone. And that's what we do on a day-to-day basis.
What are the stats on an ultrasound? Like if someone says, okay, here's an ultrasound picture, I mean, it's got to be amazing what that has done in the way of science for this cause.
Yeah, I think the national statistics show it's something like 3/4 of the people who go through the ultrasound, they recognize, oh, this really is a baby here. And so it's something like that. It's 60 to 75%. Nationally, and that's what works out to be for us as well.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So, Giving Hearts Day, as I mentioned, has been a success for First Choice Clinic over the years.
It's become really essential for our budget. I mean, between the Giving Hearts Day and the banquet, they kind of come close together. They provide over half of our budget for the year, so it's really crucial. So we're all smiles today and thinking good thoughts so that we get some good donations.
And what kind of a match do you have lined up?
Well, today we have $85,000. So we have some individuals who really wanted their dollars to count. So ahead of time, they gave us promised this money, and we hope to match that. I mean, we hope to get another $85,000, and since that will be doubled. So we're very excited about that.
And again, in the case of folks who support the good cause and the good work that the First Choice Clinic is doing, what a neat opportunity, because $100 is $200, $1,000 is $2,000. You know, I mean, it really is, it just makes a lot of sense on a day like today. And
you bet.
Yeah, it's easy. ImpactGiveBack.org. And you can't put the number one, ST. You got to go First Choice Clinic. And sometimes you have to kind of, the search engine, I put in NDSC because somebody mentioned they donated to NDSC. Daryl did. And NDSC doesn't come up. But if you put North Dakota Safety Council, which obviously that's where Daryl's donation went to, that comes up. So you got to type out North Dakota.
Yeah,
in your case, it's First.
First Choice, yeah.
The letter First.
And First.
I mean, the word First.
The word First.
Yeah.
And First Choice is one word. And we end up being, I think, the third option when you do that search. So
if you type FRIST, exactly right.
Anyway,
that is fantastic. You mentioned your banquet, which is always well attended and neat.
Yeah.
Are you still doing them both in Fargo and Bismarck?
Yeah, exactly. Our banquet coming up is March 9 in Fargo and March 17 in Bismarck, and we have former Viking Matthew Burke coming to do with the head keynote address, and we're looking forward to that.
Now, how is it that a former NFL player and a former Viking has a message on an issue for First Choice Clinic support?
Well,
it's kind of unique.
Yeah, it's close to his heart, and his wife, I know, has worked and then volunteered at a pregnancy center. So I think he's a stand-up guy, just sees the value of life in his community, and he stands up for that, and he's done some remarkable things in his career.
That's neat. Fantastic. Well, good luck to the First Choice Clinic team today. Thanks for stopping by and sharing a little bit of the story.
We really appreciate it. Thanks for having us, Scott.
You bet. Good stuff. First Choice Clinic, again, they've just, year after year after year, really rallied their supporters on this day and been one of the top charities that gets those donations. So ImpactGiveBack.org, First Choice Clinic. One you can check out. And there'll be others joining us today as well on the program. And we welcome your shout-outs for anybody else that a few of you are doing this online. Pat says, I give more to fundraisers for individuals. I give more to fundraisers for individuals. Well, maybe for people that need help. That could be. I know there's a wonderful work that the Impact Give Back group does. The Lend a Hand thing is just really, really neat. And I forget if that's under the Dakota Medical Foundation or the Impact Foundation, but what they do is, you hear these stories about the individuals that have just had, a particular situation in their family or whatever, or enormous medical bills, and they do a lot of good work. So maybe Patricia's talking about that effort. I'm not sure, but appreciate that input. We're getting lots of them, and we welcome more. 800-228-0550. Help me understand how you donate. How you make your donations, how you pick where you give your hard-earned money to. And I'm also curious if I think some of the success of Giving Hearts Day is these matches. Because, as I was talking to Tom, in their case, $85,000 sitting there in queue to be matched. All right? So all of a sudden, all that good work of raising $85 becomes double that. Does that motivate you? Does that help you get out there and help? Tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple other things we're tackling today on the program, on our question of the day, Grand Forks and beer pong. Now that I know what beer pong is, we asked the question, the city of Grand Forks is banning it. Their effort to ban or curb binge drinking, is it the right move? Corey says, beer bongs, I could see. Beer pong, no. There's like 3 ounces in each cup. Drinkers will just find a new drinking game. It's dumb. Kind of agreed. I just think, the idea that this is going to curb anything is going to go on to some other some other way. Sonny says, how will that be enforced? Good question. I guess this happens in bars, but I ask the same thing. Where do you do? Miranda says, I bet more than half of the people at UND who play beer pong aren't even old enough to drink yet, and they're going to find a way to do that the same way they'll continue to find ways to play beer pong.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You're with her? You're agreeing with Miranda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, speeding's illegal, too, but I know a few people who do that pretty habitually.
Right, yeah. Jason says, silly, more government intervention with free enterprise. Fire these nannies. All right. Christine says, I thought this was a free country. I knew this was not going to go over well with the folks, as Bill O'Reilly calls them. Debbie says, yeah, that'll fix it. I think she's being sarcastic. What do you think? David says, only in Grand Forks. Why not just ban binge drinking? It makes about as much sense. Paul says, I'm against the use of alcohol, but this is a futile attempt to stop binge drinking. This is only an attempt to make the city feel like they're doing something to stop it and try and improve their bad image. If they really want to make an impact, they should limit alcohol sales or stop giving out liquor licenses like candy or actually enforce the laws they already have.
How many times has legislating behavior worked?
Doesn't work out too well. No.
It never does.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome more of your thoughts there as well. And the other question of the day we have is, the east-west divide in North Dakota dead? I asked that question because of the enormous support from every corner of the state for oil patch infrastructure funding and zero opposition to it. And it's $1 billion. It's being proposed, passed already in the Senate. It's heard yesterday in the House Appropriations Committee. Is the East-West Divide dead? Tell me your answer. 800-228-0550. Karen in North Fargo, what's on your mind?
Happy Valentine's Day early.
Yes, a couple days early. Happy Giving Hearts Day, we're calling this.
I thought it would be fun to mention a few of the children's charities that are a part of this. For example, is Make-A-Wish part?
All right, you're challenging me to find out. By the way, the new tally right now, 1,381,000. This just keeps going up like crazy. Is Make-A-Wish. Let me find out. Yes, it is. Make-A-Wish is in there. Any others you want to know about?
Well, I thought if you could mention a couple more, that would be fun to do today.
Grand Forks Parks and Rec Foundation is in here. I would argue the First Choice Clinic is about kids. Christian Family Life Services is in here. There's an adoption agency. That's an adoption agency. They assist birth parents. We're going to talk with them here in a little bit. That's about kids. So, the nice thing is on this website, Karen, if you go to impactgiveback.org, you can actually select, a group of charities based on what's important to you. And so you get a chance to. So under type, they have animals, arts and culture, basic needs, crisis intervention, disability, services and resources, education, faith-based, health and wellness, and youth. So there is a whole youth category where you select that. And 4-H Foundation North Dakota is on there. All True Family, YMCA, All True Foundation, American Diabetes, American Gold, the Gymnastics, Badlands Ministries out in Dickinson. Part of here, the Best Friends Mentoring Program, Western Wellness Foundation, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Bismarck Mandan, Bishop Ryan Catholic School, Bismarck Public Schools, Boy Scouts of America, Boys and Girls Clubs of Detroit Lakes and Perms, Catholic Charities, Central Dakota Children's Choir. You get the idea. There's a lot of them here. So check it out, Karen, okay?
Well, my mother's birthday was on Valentine's Day, so I'd like to wish a happy birthday to anyone whose birthday is on Valentine's Day.
How special. Mom's birthday on Valentine's Day. That's pretty cool. Thank you, Karen, and thank you for asking about some of the children's charities as well. Ben's out in the Bakken. He's next up, and we will tell you about another one of those Giving Hearts Day charities and welcome plugs for others. Give them a shout-out. S.O., as they say on Instagram. An S.O., call us 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome. Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Bedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, blue, and pull on in, giving you choice at the pump by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. That helps Main Street and your street, too. And there's always great deals at PetroServe USA. I'm always on the go. I love the 4-for-4 special, lunch or dinner. Check it out. It's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce soda, or a coffee if you like, 2 cookies, 4 for $4. That's right, 4 items for $4. A great deal. Or take advantage of some of these great specials all month long at PetroServe USA, like the Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken and Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all only $2.99. Pringles Grab and Go, 79 cents. Got a sweet tooth? Me too. How about General Mills Pillsbury Cookies for 79 cents? Charms Lollipops, 2 for $1. Or the Mixed Gummies, just $1.29. Helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue at their 20-plus locations all across North Dakota and Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Before the top of the hour, $1,413,232. What was it at, Todd, when we started the show? It was just barely over a million. So we're $400,000. We're not even an hour.
Wasn't it at 1.1? I know, yeah. I made my donation, but it wasn't that big. So obviously, a lot of people are helping.
That's why we went over $400,000. Todd's got out the big wallet. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
I bought my ticket in Puerto Rico, okay? I was trying to keep the secret, but I bought that Powerball ticket in Puerto Rico last night. I flew down there.
Giving Hearts Day, ImpactGiveBack.org. ImpactGiveBack.org. We'll talk with another one of the charities looking for your a donation today to do some good in just a moment. Ben's out in the Bakken. Hello, Ben. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about Senate Bill 2350. Senate Bill 2350 essentially takes out any inspections that would be done on any low voltage work for the oil industry. The long story short, it's putting the lives and safety of everybody in the oil industry that will step foot on an oil site, a compressor station, a plant, in jeopardy. The long story short on this is the oil industry representative at the committee hearing put a price tag on it. It saves $10,000 a well site by not hiring a licensed electrical contractor to do this low voltage work. Is that what a life is worth to the oil industry? Is that what life is worth to anybody in this state?
Well, Ben, I would just ask you consider that, first of all, I'll know more about this, but I mean, I don't like the idea of somebody saying, oil industry clearly doesn't care about anybody's health and well-being. They only care about the buck. That's just rhetoric that is uncalled for.
I'll put it this way. I am a master electrician, and I have seen these unlicensed individuals, unqualified individuals that the oil industry wants to have come into the state and do this wiring.
Well, what I'm getting at is that as a master electrician, I understand you're going to think, and rightfully so, that your work is superior to anybody else. I get that. What I'm asking you is to say, maybe they're suggesting a way that they believe accomplishes the same thing, and they feel that way. It is while it saves $10,000, accomplishes the same goal, and everybody wins. I just ask. Because I just don't like the rhetoric of anybody suggesting, they don't care about people. They want to kill people and, to save $10,000, so they'd rather people die and save $10,000. That's just so at odds with anything that I've seen from the vast majority of people in this industry. Why would they want anybody killed? Why would they want anybody hurt? That takes away time, money, everything else. Now, is there a better way?
Just like these oil companies, and I've worked on about 20 different oil company sites, different oil companies. They all blare that safety trumpet, but none of them ever enforce it.
Yeah, that's just not true, Ben. That's absolutely not true in the vast majority of the cases. Again, specific to your particular case, I need to know more about it, and we'll welcome. We're going to have Lynn Helms on here.
Look into it.
Yeah, we will. And I understand if you're a master electrician, you don't want any change. You want, I get that. And I'd advocate the same thing if I were you. But I'm just asking you not to jump to, they don't care about people and the price of, people's, well-being is worth $10,000. That's all I'm asking you to consider there. So anyway, it's Giving Hearts Day. And again, that number continues to climb. This is a blast to watch. Let's welcome to the program our friend Pat Larson from the wonderful Perry Center, and also the Christian Adoption Center we're going to talk about here today in the program. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. It's an exciting day.
Now, you have two causes you're stumping for. Tell us about them both quickly.
I do. This will be the 30th year anniversary for both of them, and the Perry Center is a residential program for young women struggling with an unplanned pregnancy, and we offer counseling and classes and help them finish school if they haven't finished high school, find part-time work, counsel them regarding the decision about their child. They have parenting classes. They have a mentor that spends time with them and hopefully continues after they leave the Perry Center. And it's been a place of safety for them to be, and a place to think and really look at what kind of life they want to provide for their child. So
do very good work there. And then there's also
on donations.
And by the way, that happens to be in Fargo, but there's also Christian Family Life Services, which benefits folks in all of Western Minnesota and North Dakota. And it is a adoption service.
Family Life Services is a licensed adoption program for the whole state of Minnesota and North Dakota. And we opened in December of 85. So we've been around. It'll be 30 years this December. And we We place children in Christian homes, two-parent Christian families, and we do a lot of counseling. And through the years, I've seen moms that have literally been on the table to have their abortion, and through my counseling with them beforehand, said, if you change your mind, you can leave and flee. And we've even placed a couple children for adoption that she said, if you can put this much into this, and I, the least I can do is give life to my baby and give it, place it with another family. So
great story.
We help moms look at life.
Two fabulous causes, Perry Center and Christian Family Life. Check them out.
Yes.
ImpactGiveBack.org. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the speaker calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.